we'll go back, we gotta go back to case number 11, Mike, is it?
11539.
Yeah, 11539, first. Are you ready?
Be sworn in again?
You do not, just for the record, Mr. Chairman, this is Anthony Basalmo, who's previously been sworn in this evening.
Good afternoon, or good evening again, and apologize for wasting your time before. I've had a chance to go through this, and what we're trying to do again, like I said, where the variance is a setback, the uniqueness of the lot is, it is a, like I said, a small, shallow, not very wide, so we're doing that. It's a waterfront lot, so we're trying to get the decks for the view, you know, it's a very unique lot in there. So the conditions of, you know, having a big lot, it was a mobile home before, and now everybody's building, you know, two, three-story houses. Let me see here. We are trying to get the full use of the property as before. Like I said, with being in a water lot and everything, we're trying to get the full use, it's very narrow, it's only 50 foot wide, so we're trying to get that. I don't think we created any difficulty of the lot, the lot's been there for, I don't know how many years. So like I said, my cousin bought the lot, it was an empty lot, so he's trying to build a house. It will not affect any essentials in the neighborhood, everybody is doing that in that community. The house across the street and next to him have two, three-story houses. There's only very few mobile homes left in the trailer park, which it was. Everything is going to two-story, three-story houses, big decks, and everything for the water view. It's an empty lot now, so to improve everything, you know, I mean, you just drive by, you see empty a lot, you're gonna drive by, see a two-story house with nice decks, it'll be nice, it'll improve the community. I know that you guys are only giving the 10-foot setback, we are asking for the 5-foot setback, and which I don't understand, because in the thing I have on my plan, it says 5-foot building regulation line. So I think Cape Windsor is different than Sussex County, so that's why we are asking for that. Like I said, we have to have the AC unit, which bumps out already to hold both condensing units, so that's why we're just building a deck there. So I'm asking not for the county regulations, but for the community regulations. And as again, it will not affect any properties in the community. I'm trying to think. And I think that answers every question here. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, we'll start off here with you, Mr. Mills.
With your shower being 1.2 feet, I guess, or less, from your neighbor's HVAC platform, how's anybody going to work on the neighbor's HVAC equipment?
I'm just going to pull up. I have the picture on my phone. I just want to pull that up so I can see. So you're saying the shower, even if the shower wasn't there, the AC unit would still be there, and they would have plenty of room to work on that. Like I said, if the shower wasn't there, the AC units would still have that bump out there. So that's why we're asking for that.
Of course.
There's plenty of room, because if you have to get to it, you have the front side and the rear side to get to the units. And the shower's not fully enclosed. It's not like a shower. It's just an outside shower with a spigot. There's no, it's not.
No enclosure.
Yeah, it's just a shower, just gotcha. To rinse off when you get off the beach or the bed.
Not that the neighbor should access your property to do that. And I assume, Mr. Lank, that we granted a variance for the HVAC platform on the building line, property line?
Let me see if I can figure out the parcel number, I can tell you. I know on this app, on this site, there were...
130...
Okay, wait a minute.
That would be...
There were 12 variances granted.
132.
There are 12 variances granted within 300 feet of the site on the same side of the street, 10 across the road, 129 on the same map.
132.
Got them in both sides, right?
Let me get the parcel number. Go ahead, and I'll look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, there has been a lot of variances. Like I said, it was a mobile home park, and now they're turning it into a two- to three-story, you know, 90% of the houses going in are two- to three-stories.
132 had a variance in 2006 for a side and rear yard, and came back in 7 and get a correction for a side yard.
There you go.
There you go.
So they further encroached and needed a correction.
We got survey. It looks like it went right to the property line almost.
So there was a variance on that.
There were two variances granted on that side yard.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Game, sir? Anyone?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Question?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
How high is the proposed deck?
That deck is just a first-story deck. It only comes up about 30, probably 3 feet, somewhere in that vicinity. It's just flush with the bottom of the foundation. It's not... Are you talking about the side deck or the back deck?
No, the side.
Yeah, the side deck is only one story. It doesn't go up two stories. It's probably 3 foot out of the ground, 4 foot out of the ground. Something. It goes flush with the foundation.
And I raised that question because it'd be interesting to see how... individual, fireman or otherwise, could get between this deck and the HVAC platform next door.
Yeah. But I think that's what Mr. Mills was
relating to. Well, I was looking at the other side of the house. Has got all kind of room on the south side, 9.5 to the proposed deck, and then there's an open space that runs all the way toward the rear.
I guess you either jump over one or crawl under one.
Well, then how tall it was. I thought maybe the elevated
deck. Yeah, but you have to walk underneath it.
No, the other unit that they have is probably, like I said, wherever I think the foundation comes out of the ground, anywhere between 3 to 4 foot, and then it comes out with a platform, which is showing 8.4 by 4.8, and that's where they have just one unit sitting on that, not two.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Can I ask one question again?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
You ever consider moving the house over? Moving a deck.
The big bay is on that side of the property, so it's just the uniqueness of keeping it close is when you go up on that deck with that view, there's a big house across, you get the view from the deck. That's why we're trying to keep it as far away, because right across the canal, there's a big three-story house. So when you're sitting on that side, you look straight across, but with that over that much, you get on that corner of the deck, you get the full view of the big bay.
And moving over a foot or 2 foot, would it make that difference?
You get a better view with the house all the way to the right. I would have to talk to my cousin, but this is the way that, you know, he wanted it, so that's what we're trying to get.
You're really awful tight on that side.
Well, if you come in, I mean, to access that AC unit, there is plenty of room. Like, even if the house wasn't there, like they were saying before, they shouldn't have to come on my property to my cousin's property to repair that unit. Like, if they had to get to that unit, you still have the almost 5 foot to repair that unit by the 8 foot going the deck. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then hearing no further questions, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,539 under advisement.
Second that.
You got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rutherford that we take case number 11,539 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mm-hmm. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay.
Okay, but so if I did end up staying, would you might not make one tonight, or you will?
It's hard to. We'll review it again, but it's hard to tell, sir. I don't want to tell you that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.